This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Somebody who actually might be able to pull off cowboy boots.
Mm-hmm,
somebody who I guarantee you this man can pull off a cowboy hat and probably will be able to pull it off better than the young folks down here in the Halley building. He's a former NFL quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, 6 to 10 a.m. on Houston Sports Talk 790, and host of Unpaved on Rumble Daily. Sean Salisbury and JP's buddy joining us now on the Fan Hotline. Sean, welcome to the show, bud.
You're great to talk to you guys, JP. Good to talk to you. Same with you, my man. And I'll tell you this while we're at it, I am headed in a baseball cap after I'm done with you guys, and golf shoes and golf clothes. So Yes, cowboy hat, yes, cowboy boots, but I'm attacking the flagstick today, fellas, so I can't wait. There you go.
I love that. Sean, I've gotten into golf in the past. COVID got me into golf, and my big regret is I didn't do it when in Houston with you, because we could hit up the courses all the time. I love the sport now.
Oh, we'll have a great makeup call, brother. You don't have to beg me twice to play golf anymore. I'm all in, so I look forward to it.
Love it. Absolutely love it. All right, Sean, we got some issues here in Cleveland. We don't have a starting quarterback, although it seems like Joe Flacco will be the week one starter, which I enjoy. But take me through how you feel this quarterback process should go with the Browns and how it currently looks, and throw some Shador in there as well.
Well, if you have eight, you don't have one. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of names, right, and guys who have put up some good football at different parts of their career, college and the NFL. I think what you're waiting for is somebody, and it's obviously we've played one preseason game, and you guys are there seeing it every day. I'm much bigger on what goes on daily, guys, on the practice field and in the meetings, the grind of every day of 10 installs, 4 new runs, 3 new coverages. How do you handle it? Take it to the practice field, take it to the game. The game is validation for what we've seen. And just going back to the last game, obviously with all the hype surrounding what Shador did, you don't have to root for somebody's failure to be an honest analysis. I thought he played good football. Now, I know all the hype that surrounds, there's things that got to be fixed, but for one game, with all he had to do, the decisions, I'm not worried about the result of the game. I'm worried about how he got to it. I thought that he did a great job down in the red zone. I thought his eyes were in the right place and the touch throw in the first touchdown. I love the second one. Now, just all you got to do is take what he did and take what Anthony Richardson did in Indianapolis, who's a third-year guy. He gets hit on a hot read blitz, looking to a place he should have never looked, been in the league 3 years. Shador's head goes left on the second touchdown pass. He doesn't like it. Sidesteps to the right, doesn't just run to be, run to trouble. Sidesteps, resets, doesn't like the second one, and then bam, hits the third one on a late like cross or dig for the touchdown and protected the receiver. It's those little things. He could have thrown the ball away on the one where he scrambled, didn't take the sack, but stepped out of bounds. I get that. But I saw of a guy, if that's the guy you're seeing every day in practice, there's something to love. So I took something away from it. As far as who I'd start today, of course it's a guy who can handle pressure, still throws it, has seen a ton of football. Now, it's going to be Joe's job, meaning Flacco, to handle the job. But what's going to go on in the next couple of weeks, don't judge him just from what you see on our TV in a preseason game. It's all the other stuff. How are the coaches putting him in, reps, and what do the reps look like? And I don't mean chart and throws every single day like we see sometimes on social media. It's a lot of the simple stuff. Does the team rally? Do guys play different? Do those guys elevate? So for me, it's Flacco to start, but it's by obviously you guys know better than I being there. This isn't one where you're going to say, hey, man, this is a no-brainer. Joe's either going to play his way into it and keep it, or Joe's going to play his way out of it, and somebody else is going to get a chance, and that's going to be one of the other three or four cats, obviously, with Deshaun out, whoever's going to get it. I did like Shedeur Sanders' first game progress. Now, it gets tougher. It'll get tougher as the season goes on, preseason and the regular season. If he would have struggled, I wouldn't say bury him. The guy can't play. We do too much hot take stuff around the country of, this guy can't play. Yet when they see him that he can play, people want to make an excuse, well, it's only preseason. If you love him, you'll make the excuse that he should be the starter. So it's a grind, man, and it's the daily practice grind. Those coaches aren't stupid. Stefanski's seen a lot of football, but from Shedeur to start, I thought it was good progress. He's not ready to start the regular season, though. That'll go to Flacco unless something changes drastically between now and then.
Sean, coming off the Watson failure, coming off 3-14, this is year six of Stefanski and Barry. In your opinion, what is this season about for the Cleveland Browns?
I don't think we should be hall passing them. I don't. I know their $230 million quarterback is hurt, but the $230 million quarterback has not played good football on a consistent basis while he's been paid $230 million. The offensive line was not good last year, but I think they have too many good players and names to not be as good. I love the defensive front. Obviously, it'll come down to this, guys. How physical are they? And how many plays does the quarterback make? So in 6 years in, listen, I know Kevin's been coach of the year twice, but regardless of the roster you're dealt, hall passes, and I'm sure Cleveland Browns are tired of it, of waiting. And this is a brutal division. Hell, the quarterback play alone is like, oh, my gosh. We got to deal with that guy and that cat and this cat. So it's going to take some really, really – put it this way. I always say this about baseball is that when all the guys like on the Astros this year, when all these injuries, you got to have somebody have an out-of-body experience or have a career year that you didn't expect. Well, Jake Myers was having one. We've seen guys have one. Pena's having one. They're a game and a half in front of first place. Same thing with Cleveland. I don't know who it's going to be. Whether it's the quarterback, whether it's the run game, whether it's the secondary steps up and elevates their front seven, takes it to even another level because we know who Garrett is. But this team, I don't think you could go away and say, man, they're 7-10. That's a win. I think the seat is fairly warm, and I'm a Kevin Stefanski. I think he's a good coach. And Andrew Berry deserves some pressure on this too. You got to be watching him. There's been some decisions that have been made on him that he's not above evaluation. So this is a division, and if you're a Cleveland Browns fan, if you settle for fourth place, then you should clean house. Even though it's a tough division, it's a good division, and the Browns have good players. But that quarterback position's got to get solved, and I feel for him because the guy that looked like he was a player is now a major player in Tampa at that position.
John, when it comes to quarterbacks, I don't know that there's anybody that taught me more about quarterbacks and how to evaluate and how to figure out who you like and don't like than yourself. So I'm dying to find out. Now, I'll let you in. We've seen practices. We've been out in Berea. Dylan Gabriel has had some awful days, just some absolutely awful days. And the Browns continue to tell us he's like a computer processing whiz. Like what we don't see, he's great at. He might start Saturday. He's been dealing with an injury, but you watch more college football than anybody I know. When you watch him play in college and then what you've seen so far in limited times and maybe clips here and there, what do the Browns have in Dylan Gabriel?
That is such a great description, honestly. Here's how I feel about it. Played a lot of college football at a couple places, right? So we know he's experienced there, but Sundays are different than Saturdays. You know who it reminds me of? I swear to you, and I didn't anticipate this question, but I'm so glad you asked it. I played with Jim McMahon, And Jimmy, at the point in Minnesota, now I'm not comparing Gabriel to McMahon, but the similarities about what we're talking about are as real as it gets. When I watch Dylan Gabriel play, I think of physically a bit limited, not an overpowering arm, but a gamer. Always been that way. Somehow, some way. I picture him just like Jimmy Mack was a horrible practice player. He'd come to me and say, hey, kid, I'm not practicing today. You got to go and get all the reps, and it's 100 degrees out. And you're like, I'm going to kill you when we drink a beer after practice, right? Where, yeah. But the game showed up, and Mack just knew how to make a play. He third and three, he'd get four. Third and 17, 18. And the players responded to him. And he, and if you watch Jim in practice from the naked eye, like we are, like you guys from a distance or on the sideline, it's like, damn, ball's wobbly. He missed that throw, inaccurate. And I know that's all you got to judge. And Jim obviously been in the league longer than Gabriel, but the similarities of, man, bad practice player. I'd rather have a gamer, as long as you know what you're getting, than a guy who's a practice All-American. So, but on Sundays, Jim showed up and played his ass off. Gabriel in college, same way. I would imagine at Oregon and on the practice field, at least when he first got there, that I'm sure he went through it, even though he was a, you know, had played 3 or 4 years of college when he got there. And so I envisioned, I swear to you, when they drafted him, I said, they're not going to like a whole lot about him just on the presence. I feel like he looks like a guy where the uniform's a little too big on him. I've seen guys like this. And then David Craig was like that. And then you'd go and he'd throw for 400. I'll tell you a real quick story if you guys don't mind. It'll apply. When I'm in Seattle my rookie year, I come in, I'm 6'5", 235, and I'm throwing at 100 miles an hour. And David Craig's there, the old Milton College veteran with Steve Largent. We're warming up in our first practice. And I looked at a rookie wide receiver. I'm a rookie. I looked at him and said, I'm beating him out. The helmet looked like it didn't fit. The jersey was too big. The pants, you could look like he dropped trowel and his, you know, dropped it like he needed to go to the rep. All that. Nothing fit. Well, we got to 7-on-7 and team drill. And by the end of it, this is in the same practice now. I looked at the same guy and I said, I ain't beating him out. Timing, it was like they elevated because it was 11-on-11. And he was missing throws. McMahon, same way. I picture Dylan Gabriel to be a guy who you watch and you say, why did he get drafted where he got drafted? Then you watch tape and that football savant mentality of he knows where to throw it. I think that Dylan Gabriel can play. Now, he's never going to wow you with all the physical stuff. But I can tell you this, if he's healthy and gets a chance and what we saw in college translates to the NFL, Dylan Gabriel make plays. You say, damn, I didn't see that coming. I don't know how it's going to turn out, but I know this. That's the description of him. So you got to see the forest through the trees with a guy like that that's not imposing like other quarterbacks, but is a playmaker when you're playing real snaps. I'm actually anxious to see how that competition goes.
Sean, we've got week zero coming up in no time in college football. Ohio State, Texas, huge matchup, 1 versus 2. I'm just curious what you're expecting from this game and who you think has the edge.
And it cut out a little. You're talking about the open, the Texas-Ohio State game, the opener?
Yes, sir.
I hope you guys can hear me clearly. I love it early. 11 o'clock here, Central. They're going to get after it. Hey, welcome to it, Arch Manning. You're not playing Tennessee Chattanooga. You get to go play the national champs who are mean and nasty, well-coached, got their national championship. And, boy, did they play good football. Listen, it won't make or break Arch because – one thing we do know, guys, from the Manning family, he will be mentally prepared to handle this, good, bad, or indifferent. And Steve Sarkisian's as good a play caller as in the country. I expect it to be a phenomenal game. And I can tell you this, it may not be the last time they see each other again.
Did we lose Sean?
I think we might have lost Sean. Sean Salisbury.
There'll be more money on there than you can imagine as far as draft picks go.
Sean, back to the NFL quickly. Just tell me what you've seen. I don't know how much Texans practice you've been out to, but what's the vibe around Nick Chubb right now? Early on, it felt like people were hating on him, and then he had a couple good runs in the most recent days.
You know, I apologize, guys. I couldn't hear what you said, man. I'm so sorry.
No, you're okay.
One more time. I don't know why it's cut.
You're okay. Nick Chubb, what is the vibe around Houston with him right now? What have you seen if you've been on any Texans practices?
Yeah, you guys asked about Nick Chubb here in Houston, correct?
Yeah, yes, that's right.
Yeah, and real quick, and heard you what you said about the quarterback real quick. I don't know how Gabriel's going to work out, but that's what you're going to get from him. It's not going to pass the eye test for anybody on the practice. So with Nick Chubb here, listen, when they got him, I think it's going to be one of the – if he's healthy, you know, you guys know he's a physical beast. if he's healthy, like we expect, the way he's come back and the way he's running, I'm going to tell you that that is maybe the Detroit Lions have the same type. I mean, they're different players, but deep depth wise, he and Joe Mixon will be as good a running back combination there is in football, because Chubb's no backup. And if he's got a bone to pick and he's got that hunger after what's happened to him, this is a great get. He'll protect it. He'll thump people in the pass game. He and Joe, he won't have to get too much work for Joe. That this is a great 1-2 combo. I think they're going to destroy the division. The other three teams have so many weaknesses. Add Nick Chubb was a big plus. And if there's any injury to Joe Mixon, you're not losing much. This guy is a physical beast, and the Texans need a bit of nasty. Nick Chubb brings that. And that backfield, hell, the two most physical guys on the team may very well be the two cats playing at running back, at least on the offensive side of the ball.
Sean, we love the energy, buddy. We love the knowledge. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, Sean. Hit him straight.
You guys are the best. Sorry to cut out on me. You guys are awesome. Thank you.
No worries at all there. Sean Salisbury on the fan hotline there. I kind of really wish you would have taken out Dylan Gabriel, because we really could have just, Sean would have had a great response to that. We could have had another viral moment.
He might have had a whole story about somebody, a media member running into him, and because he's 6'5 and massive, it not going the way that it would have gone with me and Dylan.
I was trying to think if there was a quarterback when I was, because Sean was obviously talking about like David Craig when he was, coming up in the game. I was trying to think if there was a quarterback. Oh, Ty Detmer. So when I was, I think Ty was with us, that 1999, I don't think it was, and Ty was like, I think like 6 feet tall. And I remember being 15 and taller than him. I just remember telling my Uncle Richard, like, that he ain't got it. Like, he was not taller than me. I think it was about 6'1 there.
That's demoralizing.
For him. It was kind of a buildup for me. Will they, won't they, with Dylan Gabriel in 5 minutes on 90.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
2-3 The Fan. A lot of noise out there on social media. The roads are starting to pick up. So if you're coming downtown for the Morgan Wallen concert, if you're going to the Gardos game, of course, we've got the beautiful the district right down the road here.
The Playhouse District.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Words are hard. However, just give yourself some extra time. Be prepared to be patient. It's a Friday. It's okay. You got this. You're going to get there.
It's a good reminder to people you're going to get there. Because sometimes when you're trying to get ready for, like, you're trying to go to a concert and you're trying to tailgate, you're trying to do everything ahead of time, it feels like you're never going to get there.
It's funny. I was pointing out about how many people came down here on our side of town by about 3. We've actually seen a little bit of a lull down here. I don't know if I drove people away. Come enjoy the theater district in the Halley building.
The people that want to do this were very, very excited, and they're coming out early, and then there's just the gap in between from the people that are way early and took off work for it, and then now the people that have, like, you know, have to scramble in about an hour from now.
Or is it because I made fun of those two young women who seemed to wear matching outfits?
Couldn't have helped.
I took a couple pictures because
I liked it. That vibe got me so, like, I want to go to the concert. Well, and I'm not even a concert guy. I'm just not at this point in life.
I've just never gone to a concert with a matching outfit as my friend. And the thing that I will point out with Morgan Wallen fans is all the gals seem to dress alike and all the guys seem to dress alike.
They dress like they're going out on Broadway on Nashville. Like,
yeah,
that's
but you're
the
from
vibe.
Brecksville, for God's sake.
I know, but that's the vibe. It's like it's like almost Halloween
Parma.
For people.
Find me a cow in Parma that ain't at a bar at 2 a.m., if you know what I mean.
Oh, we'll stop
like, it. Come on. I mean, no, I'm going to stop right there.
You like Jack Jacks, you like that too much.
Yeah,
you did. That a little bit too much.
The point is,
I'm getting jealous. I'm a little jealous now. I'm not even a concert guy. I'm a little jealous.
When I see that many people, I'm like, I've made the right decision not to go to a concert.
No, but the theme is, I don't know. And country concerts are just a little different.
Because you want to break out the cowboy boots.
But it's like my childhood in many ways. My mom doing country radio and me going to a million country concerts. It just takes me back to those moments.
Yeah,
and
but there's something fun about it. These country concerts are different than those. Because I know, me and my dad worked down the road, and one of the stations is a country station, and so I have a little, not as much experience as you do, but a little bit of experience. The scene is really, it's really changed to some degree in the last 20 years.
Well, so this is a little bit more bro country to it.
Yep, that's where I'm going.
It's a little different than me going to the Brooks and Dunn Water Festival. You
a little
know what
different
I mean?
Than Willie Nelson and the Outlaw Tour a couple weeks ago.
Ken killed today.
Yeah.
You hear that?
And I thought it was Lima, because no, I didn't hear it live.
It was Ken.
So Lima, like, killing Willie Nelson would make sense.
He's like, all my favorites are dead, and then he killed off Willie Nelson.
I will tell you.
He corrected it. He did correct it.
Willie is old as hell. I mean, Willie's been like 65 for a really long time. He's officially 93. When I saw him, he's officially 93.
Wait, how old is he? Is he actually 93?
He's 93, yeah. He and my grandmother are the same age.
That is wild.
Yeah.
That's very wild.
Yeah, and she gets firewood on the regular. And
how's he doing concerts at 93?
I mean, you can tell he's having some, like, breathing issues from whatever health issue he had. But, dude, he can still do it.
That's insane.
When he warms up, like, the first song, it was like, oh, we're all over the place here, aren't we? And by the end of the song, his little band was in lockstep. And by the second song, it was flawless.
I mean, if he was basically...
You were like,
If he was a wax figure, it would have made sense. If he just stood up there and did nothing.
No, that was Bob Dylan.
Which, how old is Bob Dylan at this point?
Ken, why could you have not killed Bob Dylan? Like, a fair amount of us would have been okay with that one. I'm never forgiving Bob Dylan.
I know.
He's a pompous ass.
I can tell.
But specific to what Sean said, the only pushback I would say, because Sean knows quarterbacks more than, and has forgotten more football than I know right now. Here's what I'm going to say. There's a lot of guys that fit that.
The gamer mentality.
The gamer, and they look, you know, in NFL practice, they look out of place, and then they turn out to be Josh Heupel. Or
do you think Sean was just being courteous to Dylan Gabriel in that moment?
No, I think he sees it. I think he sees a gamer. The same thing, by the way, that I think Kevin Stefanski saw. But I think my problem is those guys generally are indistinguishable from themselves. And when you get drafted with a top 100 pick, the expectation becomes be a starter. So if he's just a good backup because he's a gamer like Colt McCoy, it's still somehow, like, we, because of where he was drafted, anything less than being a starter is a significant disappointment.
Well, and the sad part about this, if you're Kevin Stefanski, is that you are holding on extremely tight to the idea that he is just that and a gamer. Like you're, I mean, you are hoping to the high heavens that he is like Jim McMahon in that regard, where he can't do practices, but when the game and the lights go on, he's all of a sudden something.
And a lot of the reason why a lot of those guys end up one way is just because your margin for error and how good you have to be in terms of processing and understanding football, it's at a different level in the NFL than it is in college. So it's not just enough to have a computer-esque brain, but there's some weird mix of tools that you still have to have that have to meet just enough.
Right.
And in fairness, like, Brock Purdy is a guy who I don't think has those tools. I do not know, and I think he's part of this kind of class of quarterbacks. I do not know how this guy has been as functional of a quarterback in the NFL, as a starting quarterback, as he's been.
Shanahan's the easy answer.
It is the easy answer. Also, playing with Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Mitchell, Debo Samuel, yeah, I mean, Brandon Ayuk, George Kittle, Trent Williams as your left tackle. Doesn't hurt.
That whole experience has been kind of wild because we watched it with Jimmy Garoppolo and was like, well, nobody can. Jimmy's really, who's doing this? And it's like, well, we know who's doing this.
Now, in fairness, we've gotten diminishing returns the longer the Brock Purdy thing has gone on. But like to me, like that's the best case scenario. Like a quarterback that he's going to be to some degree non-offensive. He is going to make just enough big throws, but you're always going to be watching him thinking, is he any good?
Well, the difference there between Purdy and what Dylan Gabriel would be trying to overcome is that right now, Dylan Gabriel doesn't have anywhere close to the weaponry that San Francisco has been given to Brock Purdy.
Well, and Brock Purdy looks like Thanos next to Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Like, it really is. Like, we make the jokes, you know, he's just a widow guy, all that kind of stuff.
Guys. Max off today. We don't have that drop ready. You're okay.
Guys, I don't think you understand. When we talk, like, Dylan Gabriel is a small fellow, we're talking about that in the parlance of other small quarterbacks. Like, Shador's not the biggest guy in the world. Shador, it is noticeably a much bigger quarterback than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, Jax, you missed it yesterday, where anytime Nick was going down a rant of, we're not making fun of Dylan Gabriel, then all of a sudden there was Mac with that drop.
He's a tiny little guy.
Yeah, that one.
I believe I said we were making fun of him.
Okay.
I'm just not rooting against him.
No, and I'm not either. Here's what Sean did for me, because I respect his quarterback analysis so much and to such a high degree. I had left open the idea that tomorrow was just basically going to be Dylan Gabriel not being very good and everyone just kind of coming to that conclusion all together, all at once, what we've been seeing the entire time. I've now cracked the door open to let myself at least have a chance to see that Dylan Gabriel is just a gamer.
Man, that was like James Joyce or something. That was like poetic.
What was it?
Was that Walt Whitman?
Okay, because I give him just a little bit of a credit. I give him like a
0.01% chance that he can do something.
That's someone that has taught me more about the quarterback spot than anyone on planet Earth, and because he says it means something to me, but I still can't move it nearly as much as I think people want me to. It's like it's slightly cracked open. So if he is awesome tomorrow...
You like physically recoil when you say it, by the way.
If he's awesome tomorrow...
Like doing like one of these, like you scrunch your body up like you're about to get sacked by Myles Garrett.
It'll be a simple shoulder shrug. Sean's right about quarterbacks again. That'll be the response.
Preseason game number two.
For me, well, I mean, let's be within reason. But yeah, if he's awesome, if he comes out there and looks great, because we haven't seen great or awesome at all with Dylan Gabriel.
We've seen pretty much straight booty cheeks.
It's been straight booty cheeks. So that would be the direct opposite of what we've seen so far. And so I'd have to just be like, Sean's right. Guys, he's just a gamer, and that's just what that is.
The latest on Dylan Gabriel playing tomorrow, potentially. Maybe. Definitely going to be in 5 minutes, though, on 92.3 The Fan. I don't think anybody wanted that news, that it's a real game-time decision tomorrow against the Eagles, whether Dylan Gabriel will play.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, I mean, think about it. If Dylan Gabriel doesn't play, how long are we watching?
Oh, not at all. I don't need to watch Snoop Huntley.
Like, what are we doing? If
and it's that not, ridiculous name.
If it's not, at least you acknowledge it's Snoop now. That's a development for you. Like, what? It's 1 o'clock, right? 1 o'clock is the kickoff time, which is an awful kickoff time to have a game on a Saturday. We're used to Sundays at one, but like that's when we're in the season and we're vibing and we're going. Saturday at one. Hate it for a preseason game. I just do. It interrupts the whole entire day. But if I'm going to lock in, it's fine. I'll lock in. But then at least give me something with Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, the only reason the Carolina game was really exciting was, okay, no Dylan Gabriel. At least we get Shador.
And it was primetime. It was Friday night. Like, it couldn't have been better.
We're not getting Shador tomorrow.
No, we're not getting Shador.
And we're not getting the reverse of, well, we don't have Shador, but at least we have Dylan. Oh, sorry, we might not.
Again, it depends on what happens here. Yeah. If Nathan is saying this the day of, Nathan is very plugged in. Nathan understands what is going on.
I would hope so. He does work for the organization.
Yeah, the people that are questioning whether or not there's some, you know, whether this is valid or not. Like, open up your eyes for a second. Like when Nathan speaks, he's usually right.
You think Nathan's like? He's like just playing a game.
Yeah,
he's
really enjoying it. It makes zero sense for him to be toying with what you can and cannot do tomorrow for your own enjoyment. But our enjoyment to tomorrow's game directly tied to whether or not Dylan Gabriel plays in that game.
I mean, the quarterback kerfuffle has been so much more frustrating than I could have foreseen simply because of the injuries, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like Baskin Phelps were talking the other day, is Joe Flacco, did he win the job or did he just not get injured? Like, did everybody else just bow out because of injuries? That's a totally fair conversation. And by the way, I think it's going to hurt Joe one way or the other what the truth is, but it still stinks for the enjoyment of this. I mean, the Browns already went into the quarterback kerfuffle with a wildly disingenuous stance, which is all four guys have a chance. And then reps started and we realized that was not true. Three of the four guys had a decent chance, but the only real hope we got this year, and it's not about winning or losing, but to extend hope into the future, is seeing Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders, and seeing him multiple times, seeing him in the preseason, yeah. Seeing them, obviously we've seen him in practice. Dylan, not so great. Shedeur, pretty great. And so to not have that in this game, it's just like the shredded chicken on top of this crap salad that has been the alleged four-way quarterback battle.
We spent so much time, what was it, a month ago, month and a half ago, wondering how they're going to divvy up the reps. Like they could possibly give everyone enough opportunities to have a true four-quarterback battle, and now we just had so many injuries it doesn't even matter. Now, the interesting thing about this, though, if Dylan doesn't end up playing, in a way, it will protect the idea that Kevin Stefanski keeps telling us that Dylan is better than he is. Because like if Dylan plays and Dylan stinks, that's not great for Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, but the problem is nobody's... I shouldn't say nobody. We don't speak in absolutes here. Sometimes we do.
Sometimes we do.
Most people aren't buying when Kevin's like, he's most really picking it up, really doing well.
You really won't be able to run from it if Dylan Gabriel stinks in these games. Because there still are the slight amount of people, the few amount of people that are like Sean that just came on and joined us this hour and was like, well, he's a gamer. He's got when the lights go on, this is the type of guy that'll show up and play out in a big time way. And I think Stefanski, in a way, is hoping that that's the reality of it too. But if he goes out there and stinks up the joint, I mean, that narrative's just tossed out the window as well.
I'm gonna flip that on its ear for a second.
Yeah.
If we don't see Dylan Gabriel play in the preseason and play well, there's already a limited amount of buzz for Dylan, considering he will be the first quarterback off the bench when or if. Joe Flacco gets benched, assuming Kenny Pickett isn't here, there's going to be no buzz for that. And I know, you're going to say, buzz doesn't matter. Yeah, in mid-October, it's going to matter a hell of a lot to you. Mm-hmm. If the only guy you're intrigued of seeing, because we saw him in the preseason, was Shedeur Sanders. So I look at it the other way. I'm like, this is Dylan's chance to kind of get people excited about him.
For sure it is.
And by the way, to continue to put the idea in people's head. Look how quickly certain people flip-flopped on Shedeur Sanders in town. And reporters.
It was one preseason game.
Reporters who, that player might have felt like, this guy doesn't ever say anything nice about me, and the video might have gone viral. Literally, the next Monday, that reporter was like, I think he looks really good. That's yeah. One preseason game.
I know. It doesn't take much. It really doesn't take much for a lot of fans. And in Dylan's case, if he sits out this game and can't play, we're just going to believe. I'm going to have to start to believe. Yes, there's an injury. I can understand that. But I'm going to have to start to believe that they know it's not going to go well.
Radu on Twitter saying, Gabe Witzerland. That does not work at all.
Witzerland?
Gabe Witzerland. So instead of...
Yeah, no.
To Switzerland?
Yeah, no. That's not great.
That did not work out.
No.
I think it's just Gabe Witzerland. It just doesn't flow.
No.
Dill Witzerland. Ooh, this is going to be a lot like Dilder that one time. We are not swimming in those waters anymore, boys. All right. 216-474-0092. What if Dylan Gabriel doesn't play tomorrow? It really will rob me of the potential excitement and joy. I just want to see this kid play well. And I know it doesn't sound like that because he's just a little guy. But I know it doesn't sound like that. I want nothing more than people to be screaming at me on Monday and say, see, I told you. I'd love it if Kevin Stefanski called in on Monday and said, see, I told you about the widow fella.
Yeah.
But the point is, if I don't even get the chance at that...
Right now, I'm just hoping we have something to watch that's as interesting as C-SPAN. So that's really where my enjoyment is.
I can't express to you how I really want to watch Tyler Huntley.
We don't need to. We don't need to.
I'll take preseason picket over this nonsense. Honestly, I'll take Deshaun on one of those things when the guy's got a bum foot. It's like the little wheelie things.
Yeah.
I'll take one of those. All right? In a red jersey. I'll take that. Over Tyler Huntley, who the only way that Tyler Huntley is going to be on the opening day roster is if you just go ahead and IR half the other dudes.
It'd be really funny if Huntley just cooked.
It would be.
Like it, yeah. The sad part about it is in that Friday night, the preseason game number one, he actually did look pretty good.
Now, I will tell you.
It's still Tyler Huntley, so we know what it is, but he didn't look too bad.
Yeah, the problem is it's going to completely invalidate for some people Shador's big game.
Then that's the worry I think you have so you to kinda, have, right?
You're not rooting for Dylan to fail.
Well, this is where if
you're
Shador.
But you're kind of rooting for Tyler Huntley to look like booty cheeks.
This is where if you're Shador, this could be a really positive Saturday in your camp if Dylan goes out there and stinks up the joint.
What if Dylan Gabriel doesn't play tomorrow? The lead in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.